this the midnight hour. Hold on, people, this the midnight hour.
Say what?
This the midnight hour. Hold on, people, this the midnight hour. This the midnight hour. Hold on, people, this the midnight hour.
Say what?
This the midnight hour. Hold on, people, this the midnight hour. This the midnight hour. Hold on, people, this the midnight hour.
Say what?
This the midnight hour. Hold on, people, this the midnight hour.
215.
Yo, what up, what up, what up, man? You already know, it's your boy Hives right here at the Midnight Hour 215 Radio Podcast Show, where we here to make it do what it do for you and your crew, for the people that stand out. So you already know, it is 8 o'clock in the morning on the dot. So you already know we about to do, we about to get our cones, our vegan cones, our Dutches, our blunts, our Phillies. Man, grab the loudest pack of the loud if you can't smoke that. Man, comment on down. And just grab some mid if you can.
Come on.
If you ain't a smoker, man, have a drink. If you gotta work, make yourself a good breakfast. You know, have a little mimosa. Mimosa won't kill you. Just don't drink and drive, people. Just don't drink and drive. Man, the things that you gotta do for this type of morning. So let's go and let's kick it off with some DM the Guts. Let's go.
DM the guts, give me stories now. It's DM the guts, give me stories now. It's DM the guts, give me stories now. Tell your story now, what's up to the underground?
I used to talk to this dude, we gon' call him Chucky. I've been talking to this dude the last couple weeks, and we've been doing so good.
So what's up with Chucky? Like, what was the problem? What was going on? Like, come on, what's up?
He was paying me mad attention. He was actually interested to talk to. And he was sending me lunch money. So we would send each other miscellaneous things throughout the day. Photos, memes, you know, stuff you send to somebody when you're speaking to them all day.
Right, I understand that. Y'all was doing y'all goddamn thing. Get back to it.
So he sent me a picture of him at work, and he say, what you doing? So that mean I'm supposed to send him a picture back.
So what you do? You send him a picture of you laid up with some other nigga or something?
Nah, I really messed up, y'all. He texts me right back, like, are you dead ass? And that made me immediately go check my photo album.
Oh, shit.
Bro, so this other dude I was talking to has sent me an unsolicited schlong picture, and I had screenshotted it and sent it to the group chat for a little hee hee ha.
What?
Yo, why are you sending that in the group chat? Like, for real?
Son, on my dad.
Why was I moving too fast and sent this man that picture? So my goofy ass tried to laugh it off, like, ha ha, my bad. He wasn't jacking it, though. Now I'm blocked and I gotta be more careful.
You know what I got to say to that? Like, you can't be doing stuff like that. You gotta preview the picture. Preview the picture before you hit send. You may never know what you might send this nigga, man. Don't do no stuff like that, but thanks calling in. You heard? That's why I always tell y'all, preview the picture before you send it to anybody, man. But on that note, man, we gonna kick it with our first song of the day, and hopefully somebody else come on in, call on up, and give us another DM the Guts. Let's go.
Like a speaker on me, Balenci designers, my speakers on me. You lookin' too long, I'ma charge you a fee, like.
You rich on drugs? Why you look like you still in the mud?
Huh?
That nigga broke. Hit. That nigga's a dog, babe. You rich on plugs? Why you look like you still in the mud? I ain't no stripper, I'm the boss. Tipping bitches in the club.
What up, what up, what up? We are back. We got another one. Go ahead, tell us your story.
Y'all, I went on a date the other day, and it was like a brunch kind of thing. And so I had a chicken biscuit and an apple pie, right? So we head home after that, and we stopped at the gas station first. And he looked at me, and he was like, do you want anything? And I'm like, yeah, some powdered donuts. And he looked at me, and he said, you chunky monkey.
Disturbing, engraved in my mind.
I don't know why.
I can tell you why. It's a big reason why. It's only disturbing to you for one reason only. That you are insane. He called you a chunky monkey because that's his little cute pet name for you. Try to give you a pet name straight from the get-go, straight from the jump, right from the motherfucking start. You know what I mean? Shit. I know you want this man to be your boyfriend, but pretty soon he gonna be your boyfriend. You know what I mean? End up doing that B. Simone type shit. Damn, girl. Man, get off this line. I'm sick of you. You talking about this chunky monkey stuff. Rocky Road, chunky monkey, all this other rigmarole bull. But stay tuned. Like, how often do y'all go through this? On a daily? Like, I really want to know deeper, but I just know this thing gonna go in circles. Man, right here at the midnight hour, I want to just say this podcast is for the people that don't mind sharing their stories with other people. It's a long day. It's been a long day, long time feeling, long time healing. We might just cut this episode short. But stay tuned.